The 21 candidates for Seattle mayor have attracted over $1 million in donations altogether. That's according to the Seattle Ethics and Elections Commission. But Jenny Durkin is not only far ahead in fundraising for her own campaign, she's also being helped by a separate fund. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
If you've seen ads in print or online for Jenny Durkin, they may have been paid for by her campaign, or the ads may be sponsored by an independent group called People for Jenny Durkin. That fund has almost $100,000 from the Seattle Chamber of Commerce, property developers, and hotels and restaurants. Rich Fox owns local restaurants like Rhine House on Capitol Hill. He says the group Seattle Hospitality for Progress endorsed Durkin and donated $20,000 to the independent fund.
With Jenny Durkin, a lot of that comes down to, again, having a discussion with somebody that we feel is willing to listen to all the different perspectives, that has a record of being able to bring groups together and come up with effective solutions, as she did with the Seattle Police Department.
As in the consent decree between the city and the Justice Department. Fox says the biggest concern for small business is coping with upcoming increases in Seattle's new minimum wage.
I think that those steps are pretty big, and I think those are the ones that everybody has their eye on the horizon of thinking of. How they're going to adapt to that.
Durkin is the only candidate for mayor with an independent fund on her behalf, but the renters' rights group Affordable Seattle also spent $1,600 to aid candidate Nikita Oliver. That group says the donation was used for promotional leaflets opposing donations from landlords and developers. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.